Shire Center.
Thank you, Ham. Yes, Shire Center, hosted by me, Lando. I like to do a number of different things when I get called upon to do this segment. I really like fascinating old sports stories that maybe you've never heard before. Some of them are inspiring. Some of them are funny. Some of them are tragic. Now, the reason why I'm going to tell you this story now is when I first heard about it and I was thinking about the Stars going to play Edmonton, I was thinking, was that story in Edmonton? So I went back and looked. It was not, but I still want to bring this story to you because I'm not sure if you've ever heard it.
All right.
And Michael Dixon, as the resident hockey expert, I'm going to ask you, have you ever heard of a hockey player named Brian Spencer?
No.
Okay. I'm going to take you to December 12th of 1970. Brian Spencer, he played 10 years in the National Hockey League. He played for four teams, Buffalo, Toronto, the Islanders, Pittsburgh. His nickname was the Spinner. He left-handed shot. He could score a little bit, but he was on the ice to kind of rough things up. In the 1970-71 season, he played 50 games. He had 115 penalty minutes and just 9 goals.
Kind of a goon, huh?
A little bit of a goon.
Kind of a gooner.
Well, he was born in he was born in a small town in British Columbia called Fort St. James. Used to be a fur trading outpost. It's located about 600 miles north of Vancouver. It had a record low temperature of minus 50 degrees. It's pretty nice.
Lovely.
It's now a mining and logging town. Well, this is where Brian Spencer, a winger, was born. He was born to a machinist and army veteran, Roy Spencer, who we will get to further in this story. He encouraged his son to play hockey. And so eventually Spencer, at 21 years old, he's playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It is his rookie season. He played a little bit in the previous season, but well, he is going to be on the biggest program in hockey in Canada, and that would be CBC's Hockey Night in Canada. It's going to be a game between the Maple Leafs and hot dog. I lost it. Anyway. The Toronto Maple Leafs are going to be on national television on the CBC Hockey Night in Canada. Roy Spencer is going to watch his dad on national television. He's a young kid. He's 21. He's excited about this, obviously. He's going to watch his son do his thing.
Taking on the hot dogs.
Taking on the hot dogs. So Brian told his dad about it. He also told him that during one of the intermissions, Brian was going to have an exclusive interview in the intermission. So this is huge. His dad invited friends and family to his house. He bought a big screen TV antenna because the closest affiliate was about 100 miles away, so he needed a stronger antenna to pick it up. Sometime before the game, Brian Spencer's dad learned that the network would not be carrying that one and would opt instead to go with an NHL newcomer, Vancouver Canucks, and the California Golden Seals. Now, I'm going to tell you that Brian Spencer, his dad, Roy, had a bit of an alcohol problem.
Yeah, I think I kind of can see where this is going, I think.
Okay. About 5:30 that day, a reporter named John Ray took a phone call at the CKPG newsroom.
And it Hello? Was a- Sorry.
He said the caller did not identify himself, but was very, very upset and wanted to watch the Maple Leafs. About that time, a woman named Carol Fawcett, who was also working the front desk at the station,
mm-hmm.
was getting more and more calls. And at about 7:30, she looked up and her boss, Tom Hurdle, one of the newsmen, came in through the front door that had been locked and said that right behind him was a very agitated-looking man. He had a newspaper, and he was holding it in front of them, and he was holding the boss at gunpoint. He had a 9mm pistol. Now, remember, this station is 100 miles away from Fort St. James. So that means Roy Spencer got in his car with the shotgun and a 9mm and drove to this TV station, all because he wanted to watch his son play hockey.
On the tube.
So Roy Spencer lunged towards the receptionist. He pulled all the wires out of the console of the phone. He was waving his gun around. He started ordering the newsroom to change the TV. He wanted them to change the signal to the game he wanted to watch. There was also a radio station at this studio. There was a young guy doing his first DJ shift, like, ever that night. And he gets involved in this. Spencer starts demanding that they stop the feed. If he says, if he can't watch his son play hockey, then no one gets to watch any hockey that night. So he gets the director to kill the feed. So if you were watching the hockey game in the area that night, your screen would have gone black for no, with no explanation.
So you've been watching Canucks be Golden Seals.
Yeah.
Putting it on one another.
What is this? Why can't I see this?
Yeah.
Golden Seals, by the way, which became the Dallas Stars.
Look at that. Nice tie-in.
Right.
That was going to be how I was going to end this.
Is that what you were building towards?
That's what I was building towards.
Not that tragic.
Now, I don't remember, I think I said this, but Roy Spencer was a former military man.
Okay.
So while he's holding these people in the TV station
hostage. You can relate.
Thank you, Dylan. He says,
thank you for your service.
I did nothing. I do not deserve it. He says, I've killed before. I don't want to kill anybody, but I've killed before. I've killed many times in the commandos.
Mark that.
Yeah, we're definitely marking that.
So apparently he had more ammunition in his car. He's rushing everyone into the room. He keeps yelling about wanting to watch the Maple Leafs.
He's going full Airheads?
I guess so, yeah. So they're trying to explain that network affiliates, like, we can't, the national broadcast told us to do this. We're network. We can't just switch over to that game. That's not what we're broadcasting.
Cut bosses, bro.
We only have one feed, right? We don't have any control over this. So eventually, he starts rushing people out of the building, I'm guessing to get back in his car, because at this point, the Canadian mounted police arrive and they've surrounded the building. They're pointing guns at him and yelling him to put the gun down, that they'll shoot him. He crouched down, fired at the police. He hit one of the officers in the foot. Another one, it hit him in the holster.
Two pretty funny places to be shot, in the foot and the holster.
Yeah, could have been worse for the officers. They responded, as you might expect, and they shot Roy Spencer and killed him in front of the TV station.
Oh.
There's the kill shot. This happened. He also fell down a shaft. This happened, what they say, it happened at the exact same time that his son, Brian, was doing the intermission interview.
Damn.
Yeah. 4 days later, Brian delivered a eulogy at his father's funeral. He said his dad was kind, warm-hearted. He said that Canada had let his dad down. And he read from a telegram that his dad had sent him before the... It was Maple Leafs Blackhawks. He said, give them hell, son. We are mighty proud. He went on that season to, I mean, just an average season. The 9 goals, 15 assists. Did not end well, however, for Brian Spencer. One more thing about his father, too. I mentioned that he had alcoholism. They also said his military experience caused PTSD. You could see that.
Yep.
Mental illness ran in the family, apparently, which we're about to get into. He also had kidney failure and, see if you know this one, uremic poisoning.
Uremic poisoning.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah, I can't say I know what that is.
You're the medical guy on the show.
I guess, because I've had them.
So Brian Spencer last played in the NHL for Pittsburgh in the 78-79 season. It was a 10-year career, played in 553 games. After those 10 years, he moved to Florida. He was a machinist, where he lived in a partially finished shack in the swamp.
Beaten.
He drank heavily, used drugs. He associated with dealers and prostitutes. And in 1987, he was charged with the murder of a Florida bartender and faced a possible death penalty if convicted. He was acquitted. But a year later, he was shot and killed during a robbery following a drug deal at the age of 38.
Man.
That's pretty beaten.
That is
pretty wild story.
Beaten, yeah.
I had never heard of this. Again, it was in December of 1970. And I think part of that is just because I wasn't even close to being alive. My dad was 11.
And that would be a very odd thing for your dad to tell his son
about. Tell you
the
story
about. Yeah, as you're laying there all tucked in, getting ready to go to bed, and dad wants to tell you a nice little fairy tale for you, not off.
But I wonder, There's probably three channels at this time.
I don't know anything about Canadian TV. Maybe they had.
I know that Hockey Night in Canada is the biggest thing up there, really, for especially for hockey. I will say there is some positive out of this, is that
he didn't kill Don Cherry.
He didn't. Your references are out of control.
Hockey guy, get over it.
Yeah. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they formed a partnership with the largest mental health and addiction hospital in Canada. And now, as of this story, which is a couple years old now, half of the NHL's 30 teams now participate in Hockey Talks Nights, and it's aimed at sharing mental health care information with players and fans for current players, coaches, and former players as well. So it takes a tragedy to get this to be talked about, and there's two tragedies here.
Yeah, so what day did you say this happened? What year?
It was 1970, December 12th, 1970.
So it took them a while, right, to get this going?
It did, but the Maple Leafs were at the forefront of it. Still, you hear about CTE with football players?
Yeah.
I am curious about that with sports like this, like hockey, and especially back then, you didn't have to wear a helmet.
Right, you were considered a P if you wore a helmet back then.
Yeah, they didn't mandate that till, when was that, 96? No, it had to be later than that. Helmets weren't mandated until the 90s, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I am always curious about this. I mean, you're talking about somebody that he had skill. You make it this far in your career. You spend 10 years in the NHL, and the moment your career is done, it all goes to S, and it goes there quickly.
79 on helmets, and it was the same thing as visors, where at a certain point...
Wow, that's way off.
You're up almost 20 years.
You were there. You're almost there. Oh, at a certain point, like if you didn't wear a helmet pre-79, you didn't have to wear one, even after they mandated it, just like visors now.
Jamie Benn. So anyway, I don't love this story.
You love what happened
I don't
here?
Love this story, but... There's so much, we forget that people playing sports have families and have their own issues, and things like this do happen. I'm reminded of the Chiefs player.
Javon Belcher?
The one who killed himself in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can advocate for mental health. I mean, if you know somebody's struggling with something, talk to them. Figure something out.
Yeah. No, yeah, I remember that story. When it happened, and being at the Chiefs facility,
right?
And it was like a decade, maybe a little more than that, but that being just so weird because he was up there, and I think like some of the Chiefs staff members were like talking to him and trying to get through to him, and I think by the time you reach that point, you may not even be able to be reasoned with, but that's a story that Lando from 20 years from now is going to be talking about, probably.
Right. I'll bring it up on a Shire Center.
Yeah.
It'll be me and Daddy hosting shows.
Yeah. While you're carrying out your Brian Spencer legacy, living in a beaten down shack, hooking up with hookers and drug dealers.
I mean, there's probably some upside. Not
there's
much.
There's no way he was affording top of the line escorts. Those girls were just basically Joe's Crab Shack down there. Had to be.
Those closed down.
I imagine he played a hand in that.
So sad story of the Spencer family. Anyway, I don't know. I never met anyone that's ever heard this story before, and I like to share.
Yeah. Nice little pick-me-up here on Memorial
You're
Day.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Lando.